Welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS's polyethylene and polypropylene podcast. I'm Michelle Klump, ISIS's U.S. Polymers Editor. I'm here with George Martin, who is our Latin American Polymers Editor. Hi, George. Tell us a bit about the status of the Latin American polyethylene market right now.
Hi, Michelle. Latin American markets have been mostly stable in October, but there are a few signs that polyethylene prices are softening in the region. We have already seen a price reduction in Mexico for low-density and linear low-density polyethylene. High-density grades have been spared because of reduced supply in Mexico caused by back-to-back turnarounds at the Pemex plants. There is intense competition for polyethylene market share on the Pacific coast of South America, where regional producers must compete with products from Asia, the Middle East, and the U.S. Gulf.
But I understand polyethylene prices are going up in Argentina and Brazil. Is this true?
Yes, it is. Producers in Brazil and Argentina have been able to push an October price increase for polyethylene resins on the back of high import tariffs. Currently, import tariffs are about 14% in both countries, and Brazil is seeking to raise those to 20% in the near term. Argentina will likely follow suit.
The gap in price for the different grades of polyethylene has narrowed in the U.S. Gulf. Do you see the same in Latin America?
Yes, the price differential between low-density polyethylene and the other grades is almost zero these days. It used to be about 4 cents per pound. However, for a while last year, that gap was 8 cents or more, which is also hard to explain from a cost point of view. Production of high-density polyethylene has been affected recently by several outages in the region, which may have pushed prices up. In addition to the Mexico turnarounds, Brazil and Argentina also had production outages caused by diminished supply of ethylene.
What do you see in the polypropylene markets in Latin America?
Polypropylene markets remain extremely stable these days as feedstock propylene have minor increases in the last two U.S. Gulf contract settlements. U.S. propylene contracts went up by 1 cent per pound in September and 1.5 cents per pound in October. Most countries in Latin America showed steady polypropylene levels in September, and many also rolled September prices into October. The extreme volatility seen during the first half of 2012 is being offset by remarkable stability in the second half of the year. Buyers are back, perceiving that prices don't have much room to decline, but they know that prices could easily spike with crude oil volatility and other intangibles such as natural disasters.
Do you think we may still get a tropical storm or hurricane in the U.S. Gulf this year?
Very hard to tell. While the 2012 Atlantic hurricane season is winding down, experts expect another hurricane or two before it's over. The really busy part of the season, typically August and September, is over. But this week marks the second peak of the hurricane season, according to researchers. So we better keep our fingers crossed. The hurricane season officially ends on November the 30th.
Thank you, George. We'll meet again soon for our next Pep Talk.
Thank you.